I want to talk more about the art of intentional living.
Oh, good.
Because, well, Chris, because one, I haven't mastered it, and it's a big subject. And so it was really ironic, and I think kind of funny and embarrassing at the same time, was it was an odd week last week. So I had many commitments, and I'm preparing a talk on the art of intentional living. Meanwhile, I'm hosting these big events, both at my house and at our business, and I'm preparing for a big trip. And I have a deeply ingrained way of thinking that I can do it all.
Of course you can.
And of course, it's got some false elements to it. And yet, once I commit to something, I feel it's part of my integrity to follow through. So I thought long and hard about all these events within 3 days, three big events. But I thought long and hard. I thought, no, I really want to do these for various reasons. So I'm doing that while I'm preparing this talk on intentional living, and I'm just extremely busy. And I'm doing okay because I blocked in timeouts in between, you know, to go, sit and stare for a little bit or whatever. So I was doing okay until people started telling me, boy, you're really crazy. Why did you take all this on? I can't believe you did all this. And as soon as that message tapped my inner critic.
Yeah, yeah.
So my inner critic is going, yeah, they're right. Boy, are you messed up. What a fraud. How could you talk about the art of intentional living when you're so busy and you've overcommitted and you're doing your old habit again? And so it was so interesting. And so then I'm thinking, who do I think I am? I mean, who do I think I am talking about this stuff? And so I have this whole thing going. I was like, I should be meditating now. I should be living quieter. I should be talking slow. Were if I were living intentionally. And so I'm going through all this drama, or, you know, just that old pattern. And then I had because I allowed a lot of space in this crazy time. And it's a space, I think I'll go look at my notes of people I interviewed for the art of intentional living. And I looked at my notes for Jo Hunter, an old friend of mine. She used to live up here. And she has been looking at reflecting on the art of intentional living for a long, long time. One of the first things she says is having an intention is great. Following up or living it is so hard because mm-hmm. you always get pulled off. And so the key is to remember to remember, that you've got a choice. And the only way you have a choice is if you're conscious or have awareness versus the autopilot. So I'm looking at her notes and I'm thinking, yeah, I have a choice now to not beat myself up.
There you go.
I have a choice. And it was so funny. It was just all of a sudden, it was like a cool rain on a ember of fire. It was just slowly quieted that inner critic. And I thought, you know, I did this intentionally. In hindsight, it was overcommitment, but beating myself up does nothing to make it any better. So let's just keep going forward. Mm-hmm. And so in looking at Jo's notes, what she's learned is that she has to have an interrupt space, some space to keep her from being reactive. So for example, she's now in Iowa taking care of her elder parents. And you know how some family members can push your buttons really, you know, without you just like even think of them and you get the button pushed?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, she's dealing
with... Doing it right now.
Yeah. So she's interacted with some family, some of whom have a long history of pushing her buttons. Mm. And she goes, what I do naively is I think, oh, I want to interact with this family member. And I do it and then I get hooked. And I was like, all my good intention of how I want to show up in life is just gone. And she said, so what I realized is I have to create a little space, an interrupt space before interacting. Instead of naively just entering in, I stop and I center myself and I think, how do I want to be in this interaction? And she said, most of the time, that changes the interaction. Mm-hmm. So what little spaces? And, you know, and I was so, so happy that, you know, in this crazy week that I created for myself, that I had that little bit of space. So the thing is that she was saying, which I so relate to, if we have patterns that are not serving us, then we really, really do have a choice. And the neuroplasty, looking at the brain can change, mm-hmm. but it's hard. It takes, as neuroscience calls it, attention density. You have to keep focusing on what you're trying to make happen to get the new neural pathways going. So she said what she's trying to figure out is living intentionally for Jo is showing up as I am in the moment. It doesn't have to be any greater than that. I think now that is pretty cool. So that means that sometimes I show up as not together. Sometimes I show up as stressed. Sometimes I show up in my old habit. But then the little spaces, I can catch myself and then interrupt and perhaps be a little bit more intentional in that next interaction.
Fabulous.
Thank you, CJ.
Thank you, Marcia.